Good morning, everyone. A bit thin on the ground today, aren't we? I think the weather's been a bit of a deterrent. So I'm sure Bruce will be praying for everyone later. So today our message is on beauty, the beauty of God. What a lovely, wonderful subject again. So I'm going to pray above the dog. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us here this morning. And we do think of those unable to be here, whether because of the weather or not feeling well. Lord, we know your presence is with them. And today, Lord, we're focusing on your beauty. Oh, Lord, how awesome you are. And how wonderful it is when we can come before you and consider your beauty and all that you've done for us in our lives. So we thank you and praise you this morning in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're going to start with immortal, invisible God, only wise. And verse 4 says, Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh, help us to see. 'Tis only the splendor of light hideth thee. So immortal, invisible.
From our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, deep.
Beautiful. And we continue in our worship with I Will Worship, with the ladies doing the echoes.
Come to worship you, to say that we love you and adore you. You, Lord, mean so much to us. Not only are you our creator and provider, but you open to all who trust you a new life, an abundant life, an eternal life. Such is your love for us. So, Lord, we desire to repent of our past and offer our lives completely once again to you. Take us, Lord, and use us each one in accordance with your will. We pray for your world and for all the people in it. Leaders, doctors, nurses, carers, and all who contribute to make life more peaceful, more wonderful, and more pleasing to you. We pray for your church. Grant us by the power of the Spirit to be your ambassadors, and may the glory be yours and yours alone. We remember especially this morning those that are not able to be with us. We think of our loved ones, Stuart, and ask, Lord, that you would continue to be his companion, to be his strength, and all, Lord, that he might need at this time. We thank you, Lord, for all that Jean does for Stuart. We remember Rita. We remember her granddaughter, April. We also remember Sarah. We thank you that Sarah is getting better. We pray, Lord, that it won't be long before she is with us once again. We pray, Lord, for Bruce's mum and dad, John and Margaret. Lord, you know the situation that Margaret is in at this time. And we pray, Lord, that you would be a special helper to her. Be with them both, Lord, and be with those who are responsible for their care. We pray, Lord, for Sarah Jane. We thank you for her. And we thank you for Deborah and Graham. Lord, we know that the weather has not helped people to get out and about, but Lord, we thank you that our service is going out to other people. And so it's not just our group, Lord, but as you know, it is those that mean so much to us. And so we pray that you will be all that is needed by those who cannot be with us today. And now, Lord, we look to the future. We ask that you would equip and guide us as we seek to walk with you day by day. May our walk be filled with joy, hope, and peace. And may we walk so closely with you that nothing will spoil our relationship with you, Father, Son, and Spirit. And so, Lord, we bring these prayers in the name of our Saviour, Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
And as we continue to look at our Lord's beauty, we sing, "Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire. With splendor he is crowned. How awesome is the sight, our radiant King of light. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around."
Bow before him now.
And now, over to Jean, who's going to bring to us the reading for today. Thank you, Jean.
The Bible reading this morning is taken from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
Amen.
So we're going to sing Jesus' name above all names, beautiful Saviour, glorious Lord. And then after we've sung that, we're going to play a song on here. We thought it may not be known to you, including Richard, but it just fitted in so well with our message today. As it says, one thing I ask and I would seek, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. So we'll sing Jesus' name above all names, and then we'll go straight into Better Is One Day in Your Courts.
Savior, glorious Lord.
As I prepared to share the message with you, during the week I could sense that Eunice was a bit worried. That's why she was worried. There's not much on there. I said, "Don't worry, dear." Right, so Psalm 27. The text that I've chosen had to be surely verse 4. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. As I thought about that, I had to share this. And this is something that Ginny will know, because It was a song that she has chosen and we will be singing later. But here it is. You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. There is nothing greater than the beauty of the Lord that we worship. He is the only true and living God. He is wonderful beyond all description. And so I want to share just three headings for you from the psalm. Number one, He will keep us safe in the days of trouble. How? How is he going to keep us safe in the day of trouble? I want to test just two of you. Richard, I'm going to speak to you first, if I may. When trouble comes to you, how would you say you deal with it? Just briefly.
Pray.
Bum?
Pray.
You pray?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you pray?
For the Lord to help me.
Right.
In the trouble.
Right. So when trouble comes, you know, some people, I think, just panic. But that's good.
I might have a little bit of panic first, you know.
Now comes the truth. And we'll go away from you now, and we'll put this trial on Brian. When trouble comes to you, Brian, what happens? How do you deal with it?
Well, like Richard said, what do you pray for about that?
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in the Lord's hands, and He will guide you through the troubles.
Yeah. Is there any sense of panic in your...
Well, to start with, yeah, but you pray about it and give it to the Lord, and he'll see you through.
And you're confident of that?
Yeah.
I believe that when trouble comes to some of us, I think we do, first of all, probably panic. It would be wonderful if prayer was the first thing that we did. But, you know, we're very human, aren't we? And although we love our God, and although taking the word of David in the psalm, David knew what trouble was like. He suffered quite a bit of trouble in his life. I wouldn't say that he's started dealing with it in a wonderful way. I think history shows that he did more than panic. I think he criticized God at times. Why is this happening to me? We can be weak. We can falter when trouble comes. But yes, at some point we will come to the great and wonderful way ahead, which is to pray and to believe that God will indeed hear and answer that prayer. May not answer it in the way we want. You may want the trouble, whatever it is, to disappear completely. But it may be that God is testing us and he wants us to deal with it rather than take it away. So, you know, not easy. And I think if we are honest, we know that we're not the best of people who deal with trouble. But we have a wonderful God. Not just beautiful, but we have a God who will be there for us. And even if we are not confident, even if we don't trust him at that point, he still is there for us. And friends, he forgives us. He knows that we have weakness. And he loves us. And he's going to see us through that trouble. Oh, prayer, yes. But above all that prayer, there is a wonderful God who will deal with it. He might deal with it by taking the trouble away. He might deal with it by helping us, testing us to go through it and to deal with it ourselves. Do you know, sometimes we ask God to do something that we could do for ourselves. We need to think about that, because sometimes we're making God an escape route. Yes, if we can do something, then let us do it. But whatever happens, God is going to be there. And this is something that David certainly found. So, he keeps us safe in the day of trouble, our Lord. Number two, he will teach us his way and lead us on a straight path. Well, David certainly found that to be true, didn't he? He will teach us, God will teach us his way and lead us on a straight path. But I've got one word following that. Just two letters. If. Know what I mean? He will teach us his way and lead us on a straight path if we are sensible and listen to his teaching and listen to his directions. That's a big if, because very often we don't, it's not our first reaction. We can deal with this ourselves. David says, God will teach us his way and lead us on a straight path, but that is if we seek his teaching, if we seek his guidance. If we don't, we just panic, and eventually, probably then, come to the Lord and say, oh, I'm sorry. I should have come to you from the beginning. Number three, we must put our confidence in the Lord while we wait upon him, strong in heart and faithful in service. And I've got two words for you there. The first two words of that sentence, we must. No excuses. We must put our confidence in the Lord while we wait upon him. Do you know, some of us, I'm sure it's been me sometimes, are not good at waiting. And, you know, putting our confidence in the Lord is not always what we do. Certainly not what we do straight away. But we must put our confidence in the Lord while we wait upon him. Because then we will be strong in heart and we will be faithful in service. So if you want to be strong in heart, if you want to be faithful servants of the Lord, we must put our confidence in the Lord. Do you know, I look and I think, and I think sometimes I could almost see the Lord crying, weeping, because we don't always do what we should. Yes, we must. You can try and put your confidence in a loved one. You can try and put your confidence in something you think you can do yourself. But my friends, we must put our confidence in the Lord. We might have to wait, yes. But he will never forsake us. He will be there for us at all times. So he keeps us safe in trouble. Yes, if we're sensible and accept it. He teaches us his way and leads us on that straight path. That is, if we listen to his teaching. But it's not just listening. It's obeying his teaching, which is something we often miss. And we must put our total confidence in the Lord. It's no good, my friend, saying, oh, well, I know the Lord will help me. Or I think the Lord will help me. That's even worse, isn't it? I think the Lord will help me. No, of course he will. We've got to be confident in our Lord, strong in heart and faithful in our service. We mustn't let him down. If we are confident in the Lord, then there's no reason why we should let him down. Because we're going to be there. We're going to be doing what he wants us to do. So how do we deal with trouble? Do we accept his teaching? Because we need that teaching. But if we don't, if we just put it aside, then we are going to be the ones that fail. And we put our confidence in him because you couldn't put your confidence, I couldn't put my confidence in anybody greater than our wonderful and our beautiful God. Amen.
So, So, as Bruce said, we're going to sing that wonderful song, You Are Beautiful Beyond Description. This is a song chosen by Richard, which he used to sing in school assembly. And he remembered that it was about beauty.
God is love, he is the care, tends he needs. Everywhere, God is all, God is there. Jesus came to show me that mankind might know him. Sing aloud.
Ginny's right.
Sounded sort of Christmassy. The bells. Yeah, lovely.
Remember that although we're a small group today, that it's gone out to more people.
Amen. So last week about 35.
God is at work in that wonderful way.
Yeah.
Let us gather together.
Dee-da-da. Wonderful message, Pastor.
May the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jean, for reading. And thank you, Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, let me use you.
Yeah, I went, phew.